Hey everyone, it's your pal Donnie Mangos. With Team Mangos at Keller Williams Referred Urban Realty, I am a team leader and real estate broker in downtown Toronto. And you're listening to the What's Up with Real Estate in Toronto podcast. All right, a bit of a hiatus, and I'll explain why. The damn flu took over my life and my body for almost a week, actually, which kind of sucked. And followed by a throat soreness, which still hasn't gone away. By the way, I'm mostly healthy, for the in general, just so you know. And then I went away with my family and a bunch of friends and all that down to Mexico for a vacation. Took the kids out of March break for school, and we went to Mexico. Let me tell you, it was hot down there. Not just like, oh, it's, you know, it's not Toronto, it's, you know, not Toronto in the winter. No, it was freaking hot down there. So, you know, like daily averages of 30 degrees is pretty, it's pretty hot. And I'm Greek. I should be used to this Mediterranean kind of climate. I was definitely sweating, just sitting still, drinking pina coladas and stuff. All right. This episode, I want to tackle a discussion on something that like really it's common in my business. And for the realtors who are listening to the podcast, you'll totally understand where I'm coming from with this. And for those that aren't in real estate, but are just curious to know what's going on with pricing and all that kind of stuff, this will be definitely of interest to you as well. It has to do with list prices. Okay. When we have listings, I'm not going to say me. I'm not going to make this single this out. I'm just going to say when realtors are involved and they have to figure out where to properly list a market for sale. In an environment in which we operate, so it's very competitive for buyers. It's still a seller's market. A lot of agents spend zero time thinking about what market value should be because they honestly don't know and they don't really want to put the work involved in trying to figure it out. They'll pick an arbitrary number where they think that they'll get a lot of activity and stick the number on the list price, and then off they go. So a lot of times the list price is not really reflective of the sale price. Okay, the list price is an arbitrary number. Sale price is market value. Okay, for lack of a better term there. The sale price is a market value. And the huge gap that we see in our market and most markets in Canada is you don't, like the public doesn't actually see what sale prices are. They only see what list prices are. So there's a miseducation, if you will, on pricing. Okay, you know when you see those things like this place sold for, 30% above asking or whatever, 100% above asking or whatever, that kind of stuff is really based. So you're talking about a sale price to list price ratio. You're talking about how much did it sell for based on what it was listed at. And that would be like an accurate measure of something. It'd be actually meaningful if the list price was meaningful. But shit, a lot of these list prices are just honestly picked from air, just tossed on the listing and off they go. I don't operate that way. I actually do spend a lot of time thinking about what should the list price be. I want to, what kind of audience, what kind of market am I targeting? I want to make sure that I'm targeting them. Like if it's a $400,000 place or a $1.5 million place, there's a very different audiences. I want to target the people that are pre-approved in that region, that are looking in that region, that have seen comparable properties in that region. That's who I'm going for. I'm not going to list a property that is worth 1.5 at $1 million. There's a very different markets again. There's no point in doing that. And I think a lot of my peers in real estate often list things so far below list price for a couple of reasons. And both of them are, I think, vanity reasons, ego. One is stats padding. They want to have I'm the guy or I'm the gal that sold 50% above list price. That's who you want in your corner, is this person. And the public just stops there and says, oh my gosh, yeah, that's marvelous. Like, that's amazing. You did that. Or they don't give a shit. One or the other, I don't know. But the person that had that result can definitely make that claim. They sold their last property for 50% above list price. And then, you know, period, end of story. Second one is because they really honestly don't know what pricing is, and they want to, they want to impress their clients who are the sellers. Look, I got 6,000 visits to your property. Yeah, because the market pool is a lot bigger at $400,000 than it is at $1.5 million. And when you list it at a number that is not really reflective, you're bringing in a lot of people that, sure, you're bringing bodies in there, you're bringing eyeballs into your property, but they can't afford it. It's a waste of time. Think about the scale of all this. If you had, call it 50 people that showed up that are looking for a price range that you listed at, taking time off work, arranging babysitters, figuring out trans options, like all this stuff. So you're talking about, let's say, a couple and then the agent. Maybe there's more than just that. All these people times 50 that are figuring shit out so that they can get to this property at this time and your allotted appointment, just to see this, like, this property during that window. Think about the manpower and the efficiencies that are lost. But the agent that listed it doesn't care about your time. They just want to pad their stats. It's an ego thing. I got 6,000 people to show up. I got this much percent above list price. Yeah, but you wasted so many people's time. Why would you spend your marketing dollar or your budgets or your effort attracting people who have no business coming in to the property? So I have a real bone to pick with people that price it there. Even like, I see a lot of business, people price stuff under $1 million, fully expecting to sell well over $1 million. And they probably think that by pricing under $1 million, you know, like that's a great threshold to sort of get more an audience. And it's a joke. Like, in the end, you're getting people that are shopping at different ranges. For reasons I already stated, I think it's an absolute waste of time. And it's not fair to everybody else. I really believe in looking at the values, like spending time, actually visiting the properties as well. Like, so you're confident and comfortable looking at comparable properties. You know what comparable properties are selling for. You see in the condition, you know, you smell the place, you've judged the place, you've touched the place, you get what it is that's being sold. You know, you looked at the lot sizes, looked at the condition of the furnace. Like, you've done the research to figure out why these places are selling at these numbers. You know, and you've got to, being a student of the market, you understand supply and demand, so you see how that plays a role, and you spend some time really thinking about what price is reasonable for this property that you're going to sell. Now, do you price it below? I think a lot of times still you price it on the lower end of where you think you should end up, really, because you know you want to target the audience, target that market that is shopping in that price range. You want to get them in there. You want them to be the ones that are spending their time coming in this property, because those are qualified potential buyers, as opposed to just tire kickers or people that are shopping well outside their means. So I believe in pricing it more in line with where the value actually is. If things happen and you don't get the offers you want on offer time, okay, like that's, I mean, not ideal, but if that happens, if you had a listing that was priced at $500,000 and you fully expected it to get $800,000, and if you have an offer night at $500,000 and you don't get what you're looking for, you look really foolish. Like, sorry guys that are listening to this that are realtors, you do look foolish, and you've seen others do this as well. It looks silly, it looks unprofessional, it just looks dumb. Flat out, it looks dumb. You held offers at this price and now you didn't get it. You're gonna get those calls from people saying, I don't get it. Like, you listed at that price, you didn't get it. Why would you think you'd get more than that? You know, I'm gonna offer you $500,000 now. Yeah, they've got a good freaking point. The market has seen it at that list price and they didn't get above that. Why would you really believe that you can get a lot more than that? Like, they have an argument there. It may not be right argument, but I get the point. Whereas if you listed this thing more in line with market value, you're spending money, spending effort targeting the people that are qualified to buy in that budget. You're not wasting people's time. You're not creating jaded. You're not creating a bunch of pissed off citizens because they can't, because you're wasting their time. Right? It's not as simple as going to Shoppers Drug Mart and buying a, you know, some shampoo. You're actually going to a neighborhood, getting off there, figuring out how to get to the house at this time. Like, there's a lot more involved, so it's kind of greedy. Anyway, I digress. If you don't get what you're looking for when you price it properly, at least you're positioned to have intelligent conversations about what the market has said to you on the price. You know, they're seeing it where it should kind of end up. I really believe there's a lot of value, and I hope that my peers adjust their practices and see that doing it this way benefits everybody. I just came off of a night where, and this podcast was planned well before this night, but as coincidence would have it, just came off of a night where there was a house listed in a great neighborhood, and it was listed at 999999 or 999900 or something like that. So just under $1 million, a penny over $1 million, under $1 million. And I went and saw the house, and I'm gonna be honest, it was pretty beautiful. I mean, new renovation, good size house, like banging neighborhood, schools, all that stuff, subway, like everything about it was pretty perfect. Dugout basement, like, the house was spectacular. And I found myself looking at the sheet, $999. Why would you, like, that's not what this house is worth. It's worth way more than that. So I'm thinking to myself, you know what? There's no way this house sells under 1.2. I think it might even exceed 1.3. Why are you targeting all that people? So anyway, offer night comes, and what I know of is there was at least 10 offers because there was $999. You wasted a lot of people's time because you got all these offers, and most of them I'm sure were on the lower end. They're more towards the list price. And in the end, the house sells for over $1.4 million. Great. These agents are going to go and they're going to boast, and you're going to get postcards if you live in this neighborhood saying, we sold it for 40% above asking. What they should say is, we wasted everybody's time. We wasted so many people's time. We created heartbreak. We created inefficiencies in the world, and you're all welcome. Anyhow, this wasn't meant to be a venting or a ranting, but I hate when my peers price things so out of whack with where they should end up, where market value is. If somebody overpays, man, good on you. That's good for you, and I can justify that. But you gotta start pricing these properties more in line with where market value is. It gives an indication to the buyers as to what this place could be worth. And it also, you're spending your time and money and effort on targeting an audience that is actually able to afford and shop in this range. Okay, it's not about having 20 offers. It's about having 2 or 3 amazing ones. So the guys, get off your high horse, stop talking about padding your stats or showing you got how much percent over asking or you broke a record or what. Breaking records, by the way, is another thing. I'll get into that in another podcast. As prices appreciate every single freaking day, it's always a record-breaking day. So anyway, I want to get off that. Please, when looking at prices, both you guys that are not realtors and you guys that are realtors, understand what you're looking at. Understand what the strategy is here. Realtors, please price your stuff more in line with the public. We create searches for our clients that are looking to buy places based on prices. You know, we're comfortable to shop under $1 million. Well, then those houses should be houses that they're qualified to look at. And let's not waste everybody's time. Let's just keep it real. This is it's getting absurd again. And I wanted to voice my opinion on that kind of stuff. All right, I'm getting off my soapbox now. Everybody, have an amazing day. Have a kick-ass, wonderful day. Bye.